CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says he's not made a final decision about joining Israel and attacking Iran's nuclear program facilities, but Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett reports planning for that possibility is underway.
The USS Nimitz Carrier Strike Group is en route to that region from the Indo-Pacific. That's going to join the USS Carl Vinson that's already there. So with that group, three destroyers, a guided missile destroyer already there, two additional destroyers in the Red Sea, three additional destroyers in the Mediterranean already in place, and there's another carrier strike group, the USS Ford, that's actually headed kind of to the neighborhood in the EUCOM region, so Europe.
Iran just announced Israel attacked their heavy water reactor at Iraq. Historically black Florida A&M has a dispute underway over the selection of its next president, correspondent Manuel Bajorquez reports.
The Board of Governors approved the controversial nominee, Marva Johnson, to be president of Florida A&M University.
I recognize the legacy that I carry.
But there's been a groundswell of students and alumni of the historically black college opposed to her selection.
Yes, she may look like us. Yes, she may try to talk like us, but she is not for us, and she does not represent us.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority has upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. Correspondent Jan Crawford says it may affect other states.
Laws in 26 other states ban or greatly restrict the use of these hormones, puberty blockers, and potentially surgeries for minors, people who are under 18 who identify as transgender or say they have gender dysphoria and would like to change their biological sex.
Nearly 2 years after a deadly wildfire ravaged the island of Maui, killing 102 people, the University of Hawaii has released a post-disaster health study. CBS News correspondent Carter Evans covered the fire and tells us the suffering continues.
Researchers have been tracking about 2,000 people, and half of the adults still show signs of depression. 25% are struggling with moderate to severe anxiety, and suicidal thoughts have quadrupled since before the fire.
It was the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eric has strengthened into a major hurricane as it approaches southern Mexico. The Buss family has agreed to sell a controlling interest in the Los Angeles Lakers to the owner of the L.A. Dodgers. This fan is okay with that.
I love it. I think it's going to be great. Keeping everything in L.A. and more than that, seeking championships and more of an L.A. fan base. It's going to be awesome.
The Lakers franchise is now valued at $10 billion. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
The high cost of owning a car is pushing vehicles out of the reach for many Americans.
One in three California families cannot make ends meet, according to a new report by the United Way. The nonprofit says the study is just a snapshot of a national problem. One of the biggest challenges for families is access to transportation. AAA says the cost of owning a new car, payments, insurance, maintenance, and fuel is more than $12,000 a year for the average American household. Experts suggest ways to reduce your costs include keeping up with routine maintenance and paying off your car loan. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Social Security is on track to deplete its trust funds by 2034, a year sooner than expected, which would require benefit cuts. The Social Security Board of Trustees says it's partly due to the Social Security Fairness Act, which boosted benefits for millions of retirees. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
W.R.J. meteorologist Rodney Price. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms lingering through the overnight. Light northwest winds and morning lows will start off in the lower 60s. Now for your early morning hours, a few showers around, then gradual clearing, highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart.
Twice on the pipe. means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Dreaming. don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Behind, not so.
rather live in his world than live without him.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Devil with the blue dress on. Hey, I say now, devil with the
sugar and spice. I feel nice, sugar and spice.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause
Waking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Tel Aviv. Another night of sirens as Israel and Iran attack each other. In southern Israel, the main hospital there in Beersheba sustained a direct hit from an Iranian missile. Officials report extensive damage. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Tel Aviv.
Both sides are burning through weapons stockpiles. We spoke to former Israel Air Force Chief of Staff Nimrod Sheffer, and he told us that Israel is intercepting 9 out of every 10 missiles, but it cannot last forever. And the longer it goes on, the more stocks will decline. At some point, Israel will have to find a diplomatic solution.
President Trump says he's waiting until the last moment before issuing a decision about the U.S. joining Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear program. A jury in Dedham, Massachusetts, has found Karen Reed not guilty of second-degree murder and the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend, but guilty of drunken driving. WBZ's Emma Friedman.
Karen Reed was accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her SUV and leaving him to die in the snow in Canton in 2022. Reed's defense team maintained that she was being framed and that she was innocent of the crime.
The 6 conservatives on the Supreme Court have upheld 10